Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership and proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Here are your hosts, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly, Jeff Rain Man Rayner, Eric Parts is Parts Rakers, and Magic Mike Murdoch.
We're back. Welcome, everybody, to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Thanks for listening. Great to have you with us today. It's kind of a ugly day out there, but there's some patches of brightness up there. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms, and we're broadcasting live today from the big number one Duval Ford Platinum Studios in the 1010XL Sports Complex. Yes. I love that.
I think you're right, Dave.
I'm joined in the studio by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly. Bob is Duval Ford's medium-duty truck expert. Welcome, Bob.
Good to be here. You know I am. Love being with friends. Love being on the radio.
David A-Bone Poland joins us, too. David's from the Model A Club. And
good morning, everybody. How are
honorary
you all doing?
Member of the Heavy Metal Gang. Welcome,
absolutely.
Sir. Let's see here. I got to delete some stuff.
I was going to say,
my notes here.
All right, the Wiz. Didn't you miss something last week?
What?
Saying, you know, hello to somebody?
Oh, I did. But, I better take care of that right now.
Yes.
Let me introduce the mayor first. Back in the booth today after another week's hiatus. We're not giving him anymore. He's had two out of the last three. Matt the mayor.
I've been reelected, guys.
We call him the mayor because he looks like a youthful composite of several Jacksonville's recent mayors. And I tell you what. If you take another Saturday off, there's going to be a recall.
A recount.
A recount, baby. Trust
no,
me.
No, we're going to recall. We're going to skip the recount. Anyhow, a special happy birthday to my two of my granddaughters, both of whom celebrated birthdays this week. One of them is just turned 13, hit teenager.
Awesome.
Pretty cool, Alicia. Yeah. And Brecken turned 17. Wow. I'm old. So anyhow, happy birthday, girls. Love ya. Visit our website, DuvalFord.com, and please like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DuvalFord. If you have a question, want to be a part of the show, or just want to hear yourself on the radio, give us a call at 641-1010. Again, the number is 641-1010. Or you can text us on the big number one Duval Ford text line. That number is, Big Wheel?
641-1010.
Gosh, what an awesome short-term memory.
Makes it easy.
As usual, we are double live today. We're live on the airwaves of 1010XL, 92.5 FM, and also live on Facebook. We're waving at you right now. That's facebook.com/DuvalFord. We should be right there. I double-checked and made sure we were broadcasting from the right Facebook page. I inadvertently used my personal page a few weeks ago. And
none of us could get on there.
Found some people I hadn't figured out. Found some people I hadn't talked to in a long time. But anyhow. The annual walk to defeat ALS is now only 21 weeks away. It'll be here before you know it. But as I mention every week, ALS is not a weekend event. It's one of the most underfunded diseases in the world. We need your help to defeat it. So please help us if you can. Donate, volunteer, pledge for next year's walk, and here's how you do that. ALS website is web.alsa.org/Jacksonville, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/ALS Florida. You can register for the walk at either address, and please make a donation or pledge from one of the walkers or teams. Your help is needed, and we appreciate you in advance. Again, visit our website, DuvalFord.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DuvalFord. If you have a question, please don't hesitate to call us at
641-1010.
Thank you, Bob. At the bottom of the hour, Magic Mike Murdoch will join us and get us up to speed on all the great deals and all the great things happening. Big number one Duval Ford on Cassett Avenue. Today's Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by none other than Nichols Truck Buddies. Full-service commercial truck builder and upfitter. Take it away, Big Wheel.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Glad to be here. Folks, you've heard me talk about Nichols Truck Bodies with my true joy of a working partnership. Nichols Truck Bodies is now our premier sponsor. These are the big dogs. My guys, Kevin Bockhoffer and Ken Vargas, are wonderful hands-on managers. Nationally recognized dealers for Adrian Steele Van Components, Lifmore Cranes, Stahl Service Bodies. And when I say Adrian Steele, they can upfit your new van from scratch or help you tweak your current setup. That way it gives you better access to your tools and time for servicing your customers. Those ladders you see on the side of the highway, that's not from Adrian Van Steele setup. Oh, no. Let's be safe out there. Give Nichols Truck Bodies a call, 904-781-5000. 5080, a family locally owned business, Adrian Steele dealer that'll love to serve your interest for years to come. Hey, tell them Big Wheel sent you.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Nichols. That's NicholsTruckBodies.com. All right, high school football. We got some playoff action, Matt, right?
Guys, it was an exciting night of football for multiple teams across the area as they kicked off the first round of the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Sorry, Coach, but we're going to talk about playoffs here on the Heavy Metal Hour, and we'll start out with the game that we aired right here on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Oh, yeah.
The Bulls Bulldogs were on the road in Pensacola as they squared off against the West Florida Jaguars. Bulls was leading 10-7 with just a few minutes remaining in the first half, but West Florida would then score 20 unanswered points to give them a 27-10 lead at the half. But the Bulldogs would not lie down. They would make some adjustments and come out firing in the second half. The defense wouldn't allow a single point in the second half as the Bulldogs come from behind to win 30-27 in Pensacola.
Oh,
meanwhile,
yeah.
Big time win for the Bulldogs. Hats off to Coach Belger and their squad. Meanwhile, guys, Ponte Vedra was on the road in Tallahassee to face the Godbe Cougars. This game was also down to the wire late in the fourth quarter with Godbe leading 28-23, but Godbe would score a late touchdown to ice the game as they defeat Ponte Vedra 34-23, and this sets up a matchup between Bulls and Godbe next week in Tallahassee. Meanwhile, Bruce, your Lee Generals were on the road facing Hagerty last night, and this game would be a one-sided affair as Lee cruises to a 48-7 victory over Hagerty. And this sets up an epic showdown for Lee next week as they square off against Columbia, who defeated Fletcher 38-10 last night.
Go Generals.
Go Generals. Now, meanwhile, guys, we also had some other big winners last night. Mandarin would get a huge win against DeLand as the Mustangs defense forces a shutout in a 35-0 victory. Meanwhile, Trinity Christian wouldn't show mercy last night in the first round as they defeat Swanee 62-15. Meanwhile, another big-time win over at University Christian as they get a big victory, defeating Rocky Bayou 56-12. Meanwhile, guys, we also had a couple schools from around the area who would see their season come to an end. Wakulla would defeat Rebalt 17-8, which ends a solid season for the Trojans. Meanwhile, St. Augustine would also fall to Escambia 33-16, and Menendez would come up just short as they lose 27-22 against North Marion. So hats off to each of those teams for terrific seasons, and we'll have some great matchups next week, guys, as round two of the playoffs continue.
That was beautiful.
Great job, Matthew.
Oh,
Even got some sound bites in there.
Yeah.
I was tempted to play our coach again. We had so much fun with that.
That was the most epic interview I've ever heard.
You have it queued up there? It takes too long. What was really funny is that we totally didn't say anything about it. After we went straight to break, and let's see, how long is it? Yeah, let's run it. This is an interview that Matt did with a coach a couple of weeks ago, and we've had so many people that heard it and couldn't believe it and wanted to hear it again, and we'll give you an explanation after this one. But this is an interview that Matt the Mayor did with one of the coaches in somewhere. Roll it.
Hey, Coach, is there anything you want to change?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell that. Everybody's like, football is a team game, okay? It's not a team game, okay? I did my part, all right? I put in a great game plan. I mean, these players, they're horrible. My players are no good. I mean, everybody's like, no excuses. I got 22 excuses, 11 on my offense and 11 on my defense. Our offensive coordinator is terrible. He gets half of his plays off of Madden, rookie mode. I mean, the guy is no good. In our offensive line, it's like Obama's immigration policy. Let everybody through. Do we have a chance next week? No, we don't. We're 0-8. We're not good at football. I got 3 white receivers. Our red zone defense is like Oprah. Like, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. Our quarterback, look at the playbook. We put in plays for Peyton Manning. He plays like Cooper Manning. I mean, the guy's just not good at football. No credit to the other team, okay? The other team is awful. We tried to recruit bigger, better players to come play for us, but they went to good schools. I put in the game plan. These kids can't execute. Third down, terrible. I know we need better players. I get it. We can't win with the product we got in the field here. Like, I'm down to Rick Pitino some guys if I need to, but not at this level. I'm not going to jail for these kids. I mean, they're all talking in the locker room like, we're a team, we're in this together, no matter what happens, we're together. Like, not me, dude. I'm out of here. This team's terrible.
That's a comedian, John Chris. But what we did is we went straight to break after we played that a couple of weeks ago, and it was like at the 11th hour when we remembered to put it out there that that was just a joke. So, anyhow. Of course, no high school coach would do that. I mean, there's probably one somewhere that would do that. But
yeah.
Anyhow, we'll get the name day when we come back. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
It's SUV season at Big Number One Duval Ford, and you know what that means. Big savings on all of Ford's most popular SUVs. For a limited time, get a brand new 2018 Ford EcoSport for only $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% financing on Ford Edge, Escape, and Explorer. Special $1,000 rebate for first responders, and check out our new college student purchase program. It's SUV season at Big Number One Duval Ford. Kapowie! Come on in, something good's gonna happen.
Dropping the throw is Blake. Pump fake. Fires to the back of the end zone. There's Dede Westbrook. Did he get his feet down? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Now the ball came out, and it is picked up by Jacksonville. Telvin Smith running it back along the far sideline. Cook puts it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And this kick is good.
Oh, my.
Good. From 57 yards, Josh Lambeau has set the team record. Fires to the middle of the field. That ball is picked off by Jalen Ramsey in the end zone.
Some events happened over the weekend with your players. Does that have any impact on the team's performance today?
I think a lot of things that you do during the week have impact, whether it's a positive or negative. And obviously, it starts with me, and I've got to do a better job, you know, delivering the message of the focus on what we need to do, especially in these times when you're not doing well as a team. So, you know, everything that you do affects the way you're going to perform. We got to make plays. We've got to play better. We got to have better discipline, better focus, and it starts with me.
Next up, Indianapolis, Sunday. On 1010XL.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 20th, St. Augustine Amphitheater. Santana Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond, and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Presents.
I truly laugh when I think of all of the contraptions that my husband has purchased over the years to try to make shaving his back an easier thing to do. Because I wasn't a real fan of shaving it for him. I would help him out, but now I don't have to do it. He doesn't even have to buy these silly gadgets anymore. It's just smooth all of the time, and I can see the confidence that he has. And I, like I said, love that I don't have to be a part of that anymore. Thank you, Ideal Image, the Advanced Med Spa. And you know what? November is the month to feel grateful. With Thanksgiving just around the corner and before the holiday madness begins, Ideal Image, the Advanced Med Spa wants you to do something for you. You deserve it. Laser hair removal. It is not just for ladies, guys. They can totally help you out. Your back, your chest, your neck. Call for your private complimentary consultation. 904-652-0652. 904-652-0652. Located at the Markets at Town Center, US 17, just south of Orange Park on Fleming Island, and their new location in St. Augustine in Diane's Marketplace on South Ponce de Leon Boulevard. Medical Director Dr. Holly Hickman, and be sure and check out idealimage.com.
The wind in your hair, the sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Jacksonville is listening.
1010 XL.
92.5 FM.
Hey folks, Blue here for the Authentic Crab House. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the Blue Crab Crab House. They've been around since 1996, locally owned, and they specialize in steamed crabs, oysters broiled or steamed as well. And of course, for those who don't love seafood, how about the half-pound burgers? Out of this world. Bloody Mary's, the best in Jacksonville. The Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
This is the Mangler. By now you've heard my commercial for Advanced Disposal and our need for CDL drivers. As a result, we've added some good drivers to our team. However, we still have some positions to fill. We're looking for CDL drivers in Northeast Florida, especially in Clay County, St. Johns County, and yes, Duval! Come be a starter on our team. earn a solid wage, and get full benefits. Head to our website, advancedisposal.com/careers, and get signed up today. That's advancedisposal.com/careers.
Equal opportunity employer.
Baloo here for Remedy Staffing. If you're looking for a job full of part-time, it's as easy as going to remedystaffjax.com. Remember, business owners, if you need to hire, lean on Jacksonville's most trusted. Allow them to do all the work for you. Just go to remedystaff.com.
Get Golf Talk every Saturday morning. Learn the latest on new equipment from all the major manufacturers on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour.
This is all about the stroke. It's an easy read.
Join the Edwin Watts Golf Team Saturday morning at 10 on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
I'm Cece Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. If you hear an interview on 1010XL that you wish your friends heard, tell them. Go to 1010XL.com on demand. And when you're looking to buy, sell, or build a home, visit sellingwithcece.com.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Wizard here, along with Big Wheel and A-Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting live from the big number one Duval Ford Platinum Studios in the 1010XL Sports Complex. Today's show is brought to you by Nichols Truck Bodies, and this portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Linex protective coating for truck bedliners. They take great pride in their personal customer service and wide range of spray jobs. Their standard Linex spray-on bedliners are lab-tested, lifetime guaranteed to protect your truck bed from anything you can throw at it. Here's how it works. Linex permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle and curve to preserve precious cargo space while creating a watertight seal. So you'll have no air gaps or drill holes to give water a place to hide and rust a chance to take hold. So protect your expensive investment with the toughest bed liner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote, or check them out on the web at safaritruckofjacksonville.com. And don't hesitate to call our friend Eric with any off-the-wall spray job you may have.
Or on the wall.
Or on the ceiling.
Roof.
The roof.
Yeah, whatever.
We're not going to do the ceiling. We're going to do the exterior and interior.
Those trucks are out there.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
It's cheaper
than paint jobs.
Yeah. What I've seen it a lot is, the kickboards on the bottom. Where they throw stones. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, your rocker panels.
Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect for that.
Yeah, really is.
Last week, Big Wheel and I really, really walked out on a limb. Actually, it was more like a...
Plank.
Plank.
Walked out on a plank.
Yes. And we discussed last Tuesday's ballot amendments, of which there were an unbelievable 13. Florida, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And the entire 200-plus year history of America, there have only been 27 amendments to the great Constitution. And here you introduce half that many in one ballot. And you've done it before again and again. It's hundreds of amendments. Come on, guys. You can take care of this in your day job. You don't have to amend the Constitution when you want to make a change. You guys talk about something.
See, I can't help but wonder if people just go through and just check, if they even read into it.
I don't think they read.
And that was the idea behind the show.
Right.
We might have been successful on the first one because the First Amendment, which was the additional $25,000 homestead exemption, did fail. But the other 12 passed. Let's talk about these guys' day jobs. You know, if there's this committee that gets together. I can't remember what it's called now. I was upset about that, too. They meet every 20 years and decide what we need to change in the Constitution, the Florida Constitution. But one of the amendments this year was something that the Florida House and Senate couldn't agree upon, and that was whether or not to allow the citizens to decide on casinos. And so somehow that ended up an amendment. And now guess what? None of those things can be changed without a whole lot of work. So numbers, let's see. Let's go through them real quick. Number one failed. That was the homestead exemption. The cap on homestead passed. Amendment two. Amendment three was the casinos. The voters now have the sole authority to power to authorize new casinos. Number four, which was restoring felons that didn't commit the major crimes, giving them back their voting rights. It passed. Amendment 5, which would require two-thirds vote in the Florida House and Senate instead of a simple majority to raise taxes, passed.
So they can't give themselves a raise without somebody, more people being accounted for.
There's probably an exception on that one. They can always give themselves a raise.
Yeah.
And the last seven amendments, I'm not even going to go over them because they're all bundled. These are the ones that this silly committee that meets every 20 years. What are the odds the same people are even on that darn thing? Yeah, what did we do last time? Oh, there's nobody here from last time. So it's like, anybody got the minutes? Shirley, you were supposed to have no minutes.
Now, how do they decide who goes on?
Come on, one of our most favorite.
What?
John Rutherford.
Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna bring John on and talk about some of this stuff one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got big plans here. For the heavy metal gang, the heavy metal hour. May it come to pass.
There we go.
All righty. So anyhow, what we were stressing last week more than anything is to at least attempt to be a little more educated when you walk in the voting booth. I know I left off. I didn't vote for several things. If I don't know the people or if I haven't heard them or read about them, I won't vote. If I haven't studied up on the judges, I won't vote either way.
I'm the same way.
But the major races, I always kind of follow. We all do. It's kind of hard not to with the intrusive news coverage that we have. But anyhow, I tried a little harder this week, and we tried to help you, and hopefully some of you listened, and maybe somebody talked to somebody, or Amendment 1 would have passed. Amendment 1 was another $200 in every homeowner's pocket who has a home over $125,000. I think that would have passed if people hadn't somehow been educated on what that did to the government coffers.
Yeah.
It was like $765 million in the first year alone it would have cost government.
Yeah.
And you can imagine that pays for a lot of services that some of which we probably wouldn't have noticed were gone until we passed that amendment.
Right.
And then they were gone.
It'd be too late.
Never come back.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, there we are. We were going to have Chef Robinson from the Pink Salt restaurant with us today. Unfortunately, he had some staffing issues and couldn't join us. But it's an awesome little restaurant. We're going to bring him on next time he's able to come.
The staff cooperates on a Saturday
that's
morning.
Right. Anyhow, great little place over on Old St. Augustine Road. Just off of
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Not
Road.
Old.
Not old.
Yeah.
Sorry.
St. Augustine Road.
Yeah. It's old. Anyhow.
No.
It's old.
No.
It is.
No.
Sounds like you ain't getting anywhere with that, Bruce.
St. Augustine Road. Old picks up San Jose south of Sunbeam, right? That's where
it's
old St. Augustine.
Yeah.
So this is... New St. Augustine Road. Right off of University and just outside of Lakewood. Right across the street, actually, from LA Fitness. And what else is over there?
Owens Gas Station.
TJ Maxx.
Yeah, and everybody knows A1 Coin. It's advertised.
A-Coin, there you go.
Yep.
That's right. We buy gold and silver and maybe a gun or two. All righty. But anyhow, hopefully we'll have the chef on next week. Or sometime in the future, we've been even talked about letting that be the kickoff to our little 5-minute cooking segment. Not that do we have a cooking segment today? No.
Not if you're asking me right now. Right now, it's more like, what day is it?
All right, what day is it? Let's celebrate our days.
Let's.
I have a name. What is your name? My name is Zach. I have a name.
Oh, yeah.
What is your name? My name's Reggie. You have a name.
All right.
Sounds like Sesame Street to me. I don't know. That's kind of, yeah.
Well, how ironic is that?
Yeah. It is. Dave, what do you think?
It's Sesame Street's birthday today. National Sesame Street Day.
Man. Observed on November 10th. It's also United States Marine Corps Day.
Now, there's some irony.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Sesame Street, when Christian Jordan was on, he was talking about Big Bird's the Big Bird actor, retirement after 50 years.
50 years.
50 That's years awesome. In a Big Bird costume with your arms over your head.
Have you ever worn one of those costumes?
No.
Dude, you lose 10 pounds of water. Easy. I mean, they're so hot.
Yeah. But even though today is U.S. Marine Corps Day, just to let you know, the Naval Act of 1794 is when the Continental Navy was started under President George Washington. So even though it's not our Navy Day.
What else is happening today?
We do have some other stuff.
What?
Well, we've got World Science for Peace Development Day. So, in other words, just not any World Science Day, but for peace development.
Does that Florida Amendment Committee put these things together?
It's science.
Okay. What else you got, Dave? Anything in there?
Oh, this is exciting. The Area Code Day. Today is National Area Code Day.
What are you supposed to, how do you celebrate that?
Oh, well, let's see. Numbers that precede a normal seven-digit number, which... Actually, let's see how to...
Three digits, yeah.
I'm trying to see how they want to observe it. How to observe. Celebrate the day by calling someone out of your area code.
All right, we just lost 50% of our audience.
Yeah.
it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
There you go.
National Forget-Me-Not Day. Wine Tourism Day. It's also National We're Sorry We Didn't Have Anything About Beer Day.
Yeah. But it is Wine Tourism Day. So, yes. Hey, you know, but it's also something that's special about this particular week, because this is the week for all you kids that are listening out there. It's Dear Santa Letter Week. This is when you write your letters to Santa. So be sure and take care of that this week.
What's that address, Bob?
North Pole.
That's it.
Yeah, there's only one.
There's only one person living up there.
Is there an area code?
Well, actually, there's two. Yeah. And a whole bunch of, yeah.
One. When you get to the point where every direction is south, you're on the North Pole. Okay,
there you
think
go.
About that for a second.
And there's only one. If you go to the South Pole.
I think I flustered Bruce there.
Dude, he's beside himself.
What if I forgot my compass? I
it doesn't matter. It could point in any direction, and it's south.
I wouldn't know.
Just head north. You won't miss it. And then when you start heading south, you realize you've gone as far north as you can possibly go.
All right, if you're still listening out there.
And actually, the compass wouldn't completely help either, because the magnetic north is different than true north.
True north, yes, that's true.
So we need the Sword of Shannar or something up there to...
The Sword of Shannar.
To tell us if it's the truth.
Yeah, you could, or just the GPS.
Let's change the subject.
Okay. There we go. All right, done with days.
I don't have anything else.
Don't have a thing, huh? Well, that's all right. Dave, you're kind of a truck guy, but... Let me ask you, you know how it's set up? The, you know, a diesel truck does not have a carburation.
Right.
The fuel is actually injected.
Right.
In there.
It's not your typical injection either. It's high pressured injection.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you think about that, they have cams that are designed to open and close the valves, which let air and fuel in. Well, right. The fuel is injected, but lets air in and exhaust out. They now have an intelligent valve technology,
yes,
which works on the premise of an injector or a controllable, because to efficiently operate a cam at different RPMs, it needs to be done at different rates, different speeds, and different lobes. So they actually have injectors now that are designed to variate the speed, duration of your valves.
Right.
So not just adjustable or advanced cam timing, but they make it completely adjustable, and it can be electronic now.
Now, I'm not completely familiar with the process you're talking about, but that may very well correlate with what I knew about 5 years ago that Ford actually was working on this, dealing with solenoids in place of push rods and cams, and just having electronic solenoids to
basically
open
that's it
and close the duration, right?
Right.
And that gives them a lot more control over, like you were saying, the airflow and the fuel consumption, and increase the horsepower, fuel economy, and everything, and do it on the fly.
Right.
Guys, we're going to take a little break here. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. When we come back, we'll have Magic Mike and the Melodious Heavy Metal Gang. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
During the SUV season event at Big Number One Duval Ford, you can also get fantastic savings on America's best-selling pickup 41 years straight. Save up to $12,000 on select Ford F-150s, or choose 0% financing for 72 months. 0% for 72 months. Cup howie. First responders get an additional $1,000 cash back. SUV season at Big Number One Duval Ford. Come on in. Something good's going to happen.
1010XL presents Family Feud, starring Dan Hicken, Jeff Prosser, Lauren Brooks, and Beef.
The Drill, mornings on 1010XL.
Well, me lad, it's the calm beef or the storm.
I think you mean the calm before the storm. Aye, Captain.
No, me lad, it's either the calm beef or the storm.
Calm beef, calm. I want the calm beef.
Good choice, lad. Now here, have a steak-em.
Steak-em bless.
Juicy, delicious sliced sandwich steak. It's feel-good food. Steak-em bless. Family owned and operated.
Hurry to Macy's Veterans Day sale and get 20 to 65% off furniture, mattresses, and rugs with our lowest prices of the season. Get the Maya 82-inch leather sofa, lowest price $789. Tribeca Queen Storage Bed, lowest price only $489. And a Macy Bed by Serta Basics Foam Firm Mattress, lowest price just $147. Get our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and rugs now through November 11th at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
If you're a business owner, are you interested in growing your business? The Florida Small Business Development Center at UNF provides no-cost consulting from seasoned professionals with real-world experience. Learn what it takes to increase sales, hire staff, and obtain financing. Learn more about SBDC services and meet the consultants at sbdc.unf.edu. sbdc.unf.edu.
When you want to hear the Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Here's a health tip from Jaguars head team physician Dr. Kevin Kaplan, brought to you by One Blood.
Visit oneblood.org/1010XL to reserve your spot in line at the Jaguars Blood Drive on November 26th.
Here are some simple ways to protect your shoulder from injury. Avoid working with your arms above shoulder level for too long, which can stress the rotator cuff. When possible, use a footstool to lessen the strain. Lift objects closer to your body and try not to lift heavy loads with outstretched arms. Take breaks from repetitive activity to avoid strains. And don't forget to include a regular rotator cuff strengthening program to your exercise.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. One of the mistakes that guys often make in divorce is that they move out of the house simply because their wife told them to. And often this is a mistake because it means that their wife is in a position to be the sole parent of the kids. It means that the guy has surrendered possession of assets potentially. There are often records they leave behind. This is an important decision, and guys shouldn't make it simply because their wife has pointed toward the door. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Jacksonville area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 904-323-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach.
Cordell & Cordell, Jacksonville, Florida. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Announcers are not licensed attorneys.
They're beautiful.
What?
They're smart.
What?
Woo!
And they know sports.
Whoa.
Helmets and heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products.
Tuesday nights at 6
on 1010XL.
This is the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Bruce the Wizard Arms here, joined by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly and David A. Bone Poland, bringing you all the stuff you ain't going to hear anywhere else in the whole world.
We even talked about car stuff, too.
Brought to you by Nichols Truck Bodies and Safari Truck of Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was just talking about Nichols. I have a poster that I put up for Adrian Steele. I brought my fasteners, my tools, and I still forgot to put it up.
So. You're a busy man, Bob.
You're just so excited to be on the radio.
I get all worked up.
Never seen such excitement.
Yeah.
Well, it's the bottom of the hour. It's Saturday.
Yep.
11:30.
Yep.
1010XL. Heavy Metal Hour can only mean one thing.
Some of my vocal cords.
Yeah.
Oh, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic.
You know.
Never believe it's not so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll be here all week. Not our best, but that was all right. Were you singing in there, Mayor?
I had a little bit of background.
All right.
There you go.
Majiko, how are you, sir?
Great, Wizardo. I appreciate you asking. How's everybody in the Platinum Studios?
We are platinum indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shiny.
I can feel it. I can feel it. But yes, good on.
And we're reaching today. Day. We're reaching. So don't
reach deep.
So now, don't you reach.
I'm not reaching. Today it will flow. It will flow smoothly and effervescently.
Like the.
Throughout the land. But shout out to the Marines. Thank you. I actually graduated from Officer Candidate School, United States Marine Corps. Platoon Leaders Class Ground in Quantico, Virginia. And a shout-out and Semper Fi. Thank you, David Moore. Gunny Moore, our Marine, serving in the sales department at Duval Ford, and to all veterans. The big news, we announced it last week. It's only for a limited time. Ford right now is the only manufacturer. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you to all those who serve in our military and all those who have sacrificed in their families. The military rebate has been enhanced. So anyone currently serving in active duty or anyone that has served in the military or any branch of the military, extra $500 rebate. Most normally, the only rebate out there for military is if you were career military, 20-plus years, or current active duty. But right now, come to Big Number One Duval Ford. We thank you and everyone that served in the military or serving gets that rebate. The college rebate is still continuing, so any current college student or recent college grad, come see us, take advantage of that. Also, thank you again, our first responders. We hate to keep hearing bad things happen in the news around us, but thank you to our policemen, firefighters, paramedics. First responder incentives are still available as well. And, excuse me, the big BJ's Wholesale Club promotion where you get Ford X-Plan. If you haven't checked out Duval Ford on Facebook, check us out. I put an announcement out there, but come by the dealership or you can go to DuvalFord.com. Sign up for BJ's Wholesale Club. You get a $250 gift certificate, a one-year membership, and then a $750 rebate that you can use with all these other programs we're talking about and Ford X-Plan pricing. So you pay what's on the Ford invoice, which is just usually $20-$30 over cost or at cost. So great news on that front. Take advantage of that. And you can combine it with almost every vehicle line right now. New 2018s have 0%. So all SUVs, 0% plus $2,000 in rebates. Payments starting at $199. The Ford Focus has 0% for $60, $199 for $72. Thank you, son. My son Zach just took a delivery of a nice 2018 Lightning Blue SEL Focus. And you've got 0% for 72 months. on the Ford Fusions and Ford Mustangs. So never, you usually don't. I think the only time this year we've had 0% for 72 months. $12,000 up to $12,000 on all remaining 2018 F-150s. So get in and take advantage of that. Payment starting at $359 with zero down. And last but not least, it's tax time end of the year. So thank you to all the businesses and all the commercial companies that do business at Duval Ford. Take advantage. There's great commercial incentives right now on all commercial vehicles. And take advantage of your year-end tax write-off. Shout out to Thomas Taylor Construction, district delivery of a F-250 service body this week. And as Bob shouted out, with the Adrian Steel upgrade, service bodies, nickel service bodies. So all these things that we do at our dealership can provide anything you need, from commercial businesses to your own personal vehicle. And we still have the greatest selection of pre-owned vehicles, over 150 pre-owned. So great day to be an American. At least the elections are over. You don't have to discuss all those amendments. And get in this weekend and take advantage. Well,
they're over for now.
For
elections,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be back. They'll be back. But enjoy the weekend.
Still going to finish counting.
Yes. I'm getting back to work, but great show. And as always, go Jags. I think they will beat the Colts this weekend. Roll Tide. Go Gators.
Go
Bulldogs.
Gator.
And FSU. God bless you, gentlemen. God bless the USA. I'm out of here.
See you, Mikey.
Thank you, Mikey.
Well, if y'all aren't doing anything else, at least go up there and look at the most reliable car that Ford ever made, the 1929 Model A.
There you go. Back in the showroom, folks.
Yep.
You guys want to continue your diesel discussion?
Oh, about that was, the,
that was kind
the
of
motor.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Well, it's not only going to be with diesel either. They're doing that with gasoline as well.
Yeah. So it's any, you know, normally overhead cam, overhead valve engine, which is really just about all of them other than maybe a Wankel engine.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if the viewers realize if they do away with the cam.
We don't have, with viewers?
Or, I'm sorry, the listeners.
The listeners.
Right, well, we got viewers.
The view, we got viewers, too.
Did you forget
right there,
about
Facebook.
The camera?
No, I didn't forget.
Okay.
I just wondered if you did.
But the viewers and listeners, there we go. Make sure
thanks,
we cover
Dave.
All the whole grand. But if they do away with the cam, they do away also with the springs, which are like on a modified gasoline engines can be, well, even the diesels. The diesels can be in excess of 900 foot-pounds to collapse one of the springs. And they do away with the timing gears, timing chains, timing belts,
right.
The cam, and that creates a lot more torque for the engine and allows the engine to free a lot more freely, which
right.
means an increase in RPMs, an increase in torque, an increase in horsepower, which in return is going to give you a fuel economy increase.
Yeah.
Possibly 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
Or even more.
It's funny because Ford did, you know, did that to years and years ago. It used to be where if you needed an alternator, if you need, you know, on an on your engine, power steering pump, all those things, those ancillary products were robbing horsepower and torque.
Right.
And Ford designed them an engine, the modular engine, which they now have. They designed it years and years ago, so that way they're bolted right to the engine. So you don't have the misalignment or brackets or other weight that's added to it that a lot of companies still use to this day.
Right, and you're absolutely right. It decreases a lot of torque and everything else because of the flexing of all
exactly.
the bracketry and everything else that's on there. You're absolutely right. But when they start producing this, I mean, it's going to be revolutionary in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And
just like the EcoBoost was.
Right. Oh, yeah. And even to this day, I'm still surprised. You know, my daughter's little four-cylinder car that's got an EcoBoost, I hit the gas at 80 miles an hour, and it still sets you back in the seat.
Yeah.
You know, this little 2-liter motor with a stock, you know, turbo on it. I'm just surprised.
In the Fusion.
Right, in the Fusion.
Yeah.
I'm just really shocked by that little car. But, you know, I'm, as y'all well know, I'm into hot rods and horsepower and stuff like this, and I'm really excited to see one of these motors come out to see what it's really capable of doing.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious about it too. But that's some of the newer technology that, you know, just to touch base on, it's like, you know, there's so many different things that go out there. Dave, you come from the trucking industry, and it seemed as though, you know, some time ago they started, you know, really tweaking or, you know, taking down to almost every single procedure. How to now there's different even technology for the language. They call little things like last mile delivery.
Right.
I mean, there's so many different things that, you know, in the industry that they bring into.
You know,
anything coming up that you could see? I mean, you know, besides the obvious.
You know, diesel-wise, this is probably the most exciting thing that's coming up, because to give you an idea, I mean, my trucks were pulling anywhere, and this was really great fuel economy, which was a dual overhead Cummins. And with 40,000 pounds, I was getting 8-9 miles of the gallon.
Yeah.
You know, and when I had a light load on, I was getting as much as 13. Most trucks out there are getting 5 or 6. And we're talking about semis.
Yeah.
Well, if they continue to do this, then it looks like they may be getting fuel economy where they're getting 13 miles to the gallon with 40,000 pounds or an 80,000-pound truck. That's substantial. And what a lot of people don't realize, it has saved us money in the long run, because every company that has to transport a load of goods has to pay a fuel surcharge fee. So if you can increase the fuel economy all the way across the board, then you're going to lower that fuel surcharge fee, which means Walmart, Kmart, anybody that's getting goods has to pay less money to have those things delivered.
Yeah.
So it's going to save the consumer a lot of money in the long run, too.
You know, it's funny, because when people do ask me about, you know, the best truck to get for the medium truck line when I'm, you know, when I'm specking trucks out, I've probably got 10 different axle ratios. And I match those up on my little computer here. Just, you know, with the body and everything else. And, you know, that's one of the things that I do, is actually make it so that's like, oh, does it have enough power to pull it up the bridge? Or, you know, and does it have enough fuel economy for when I'm just driving around town?
Yeah, and see, with the big diesel trucks, they usually make those gear changes within the transmission.
Right.
They usually all run the same gear, but they just do the gear changes of the transmission. Like the setup I ran was a 9-speed, but they could go in and change an actuator in it and make it into a 13-speed.
Right.
By just changing one part in a transmission.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. It really
is. Oh, yeah.
And the weight technology, you know, for a few strokes of the key with this new motor that we're looking at, I mean, you can just cause the horsepower just to, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I look at my 08 F-350. You know, I mean, stock, the thing was 300, maybe 400 horse, not even 400. They were 300 horsepower, maybe.
Right.
But then I go in and reprogram it, just reprogram it. Instantly, 75 horsepower increase up to over 400 horsepower increase.
Yeah.
And the torque would go anywhere from 400 to 500 foot-pounds up to over 1,100 foot-pounds just by recomputing it.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, this is going to be very interesting when they come out with this.
Thanks, guys. Great discussion. A lot learned there.
Thank you. We try. You know, that's actually the stuff we, you know, I work with every day, and Dave did for a lot of years.
Well, again, thank you. We're going to take a little break and come back and close out this edition of the Heavy Metal Hour. You are listening to Big Wheel, A-Bone, and the Wizard on the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Right back.
During the SUV season event at Big Number One Duval Ford, you can also get fantastic savings on America's best-selling pickup 41 years straight. Save up to $12,000 on select Ford F-150s, or choose 0% financing for 72 months. 0% for 72 months. Kapowee. First responders get an additional $1,000 cash back. SUV season at Big Number One Duval Ford. Come on in. Something good's gonna happen.
I'm Paul Pozlesny, and you're listening to the best Jaguars coverage in Jacksonville on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price, plus an extra 20% off virtually everything. It's happening next weekend, November 16th through 18th. 3 days of spectacular store-wide savings. All rings, all earrings, all pendants, all bracelets, all on sale. This is the biggest sale of the year, the one where they break all the rules. The selection is like double the norm. Designers are here with their entire line. All at special sale prices. The absolute lowest prices of the year. Plus, special financing.
It's November 16th, 17th, and 18th, only at Diamonds Direct.
Open this Sunday at the Markets at Town Center. Jacksonville, it's that time again for Shooters Annual Smith & Wesson Veterans Day Sale. Yes, Shooters is the place to be Thursday through Monday for huge savings. Listen to this. The M&P Shield, the hottest selling concealed gun, now a low $329. The M&P 22 Compact, great for target shooting, for just $299. The SD Series 9 or 40 is very affordable and reliable. Sale priced only $269. The M&P 22 rifle with red dot for a smoking $319. Nothing protects like a lightweight and simple Bodyguard 380 with integrated laser, now only $279. The ideal modern sporting rifle, the M&P 15, yours for just $499. You can own the most popular defense revolver, the Airweight 38, for only $329. Don't miss out on these hot deals at Shooters Annual Smith & Wesson Sale, Thursday through Monday, November 8th through 12th. Visit ShootersJax.com for even more great deals.
Jeff Prosser here, and it seems pretty simple, but sometimes life can be just like this. It comes down to two solutions, smart and not smart. You want to go with the smart answer, right? Take hiring. If you're looking to hire, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. There are job sites that make you wait for the right candidate to apply to your job. Not smart. You know what else isn't smart? Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. Life can give you some not smart decisions as well. If you make the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan, that's probably not smart. But I know what is smart. That's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com is where you hire the right person. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey folks, Blue here for the Authentic Crab House. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the Blue Crab Crab House. They've been around since 1996, locally owned, and they specialize in steamed crabs, oysters broiled or steamed as well. And of course, for those who don't love seafood, how about the half-pound burgers? Out of this world. Bloody Mary's, the best in Jacksonville. The Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
The JU Dolphins play here.
1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This is the Mangler. By now you've heard my commercial for Advanced Disposal and our need for CDL drivers. As a result, we've added some good drivers to our team. However, we still have some positions to fill. We're looking for CDL drivers in Northeast Florida, especially in Clay County, St. Johns County, and yes, Duval. Come be a starter on our team. Earn a solid wage and get full benefits. Head to our website, advancedisposal.com/careers, and get signed up today. That's advancedisposal.com/careers.
Equal opportunity employer.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 20th, St. Augustine Amphitheater. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Presents.
Listen for the High School Scholar Athlete Wednesdays on The Frangie Show. Presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists and the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local Union 234. On 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Ta 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 from the halls of Montezuma.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, an armistice between Germany and the Allied nations came into effect. On November 11, 1919, Armistice Day was commemorated for the first time. In 1919, President Wilson proclaimed the day should be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory. In 1926, the U.S. Congress officially recognized the end of World War I and declared that the anniversary of the armistice should be commemorated with prayer and thanksgiving. The Congress also requested that the president should issue a proclamation calling upon the officials to display the flag of the U.S. on all government buildings on November 11th and inviting the people of the United States to observe the day in schools and churches or other suitable places with appropriate ceremonies of friendly relations with all peoples. An act was approved on May 13, 1938, which made November 11th in each year a legal holiday known as Armistice Day. This day was originally intended to honor veterans of World War I. A few years later, World War II required the largest mobilization of servicemen in the history of the United States, and the American forces fought in Korea. In 1954, veteran service organizations urged Congress to change the word armistice to veterans. Congress approved this change, and on June 1, 1954, November 11th became a day to honor all American veterans wherever and whenever they had served. So, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Tomorrow is also my father's birthday. God rest his soul. He was born 9 years after the armistice. But let's recognize our veterans.
Okay. You're one, aren't you, Bruce?
I am. So are you?
Yep, I am, with the Navy.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was strange. That felt weird. But anyhow, I think a couple of years ago, we actually dug into this and went in and talked about all the things that actually happened over the years to create what we have as the Veterans Day holiday. And we have Memorial Day, which is the last Monday. Is it the last Monday in May?
Something like that, yeah.
That celebrates the veterans who died, who lost their lives. But anyhow, observe it. Wear the American flag. Put the American flag out. And do something special tomorrow. And then Monday is the official day so that Matt can have a day off. Banks close. But anyhow, we celebrate our veterans. Ford celebrates its veterans too, and right now there's some additional money out there for veterans.
In addition to
all the other incentives and discounts. So.
Yep. Hey, I celebrate Veterans Day every week. So. Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you've got your red T-shirt on today. Every Friday, Bob's wearing his red T-shirt under his Ford commercial shirt to celebrate veterans. I wish we'd do that. I wish we had some red shirts and we just do that every Friday.
You know, for me, it's a personal thing, but I try not to, you know, talk about it too much. But there's some friends that came back during the first Gulf War that were struggling. So I celebrate them and gives me a little bit of time to think about them.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate all of you out there. Hope we didn't bore you too much with name day today. Hopefully it'll be a little more exciting next week. But have a great weekend. Drive safe. No texting and driving and none of that other stuff and driving either. On behalf of all the Heavy Metal Gang, we love all you. Take care.
And we'll update you on all the technology.
Thank you.
Thank you.